Exclusive Laura Trump, results matter for women. So why are Democrats trying to undo the president's successes? By Laura Trump on July 16, 2019. There is a clear difference between the Democrat Party and President Donald Trump. Democrats promise to improve the lives of women, but Trump actually does it. For more than 2.5 years, my father-in-law has been implementing pro-growth policies that have made America more prosperous than ever before. And women have benefited as much as anybody. In April, female unemployment reached 3.4%, the lowest it has been since October 1953. The unemployment rate for women is currently 3.6%, slightly below the national average, and women have filled nearly 3.1 million of the new jobs created since the president took office. That's not just an abstract number. It represents single mothers who no longer have to worry about how to provide for their children, college graduates who have been able to get their careers started on a strong footing, and young women who now have the freedom to independently pursue their personal and professional ambitions. President Trump's rejuvenating economic policies are helping women in other ways, too. The 2017 middle-class tax cuts, for instance, strengthened American families by allowing working parents to keep more of their hard-earned money every year. In fact, married couples with two children saved an average of $2,917 on their federal income taxes in 2018. Notably, the Trump tax cuts also doubled the child tax credit, reducing the tax burden on working families so that they have more resources to devote to their children. The administration is looking to expand on that success by spearheading family leave policies to help young families shoulder the growing costs of childcare and ensure that working women don't have to make a choice between having children and pursuing their professional ambitions. These are just a few examples of how my father-in-law's policies are delivering real results for women across America. Conversely, while the Democrats frequently pay lip service to feminism, their radical economic agenda would do nothing to help women prosper, and in fact, would threaten to take away the gains women have made in the Trump economy. Top Democrat presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Kamala Harris, and others, have already pledged to eliminate the tax cuts for middle-income families if they win the 2020 presidential election. To make matters worse, most of the Democrat candidates have also openly embraced radical redistributionist policies, such as the Green New Deal, a bloated package of federal mandates that would cost the average U.S. household $600,000. Women have a lot to lose if the Democrats win the White House in 2020, which is why I'm honored to help launch the new Women for Trump coalition this week on Tuesday. This initiative is designed not just to preserve the remarkable progress that women have achieved under President Trump's leadership but also help shape policies that will continue to empower us for decades to come. American women have a clear choice in the next presidential election. We can either support a political party that promises to improve our lives with policies that would actually accomplish just the opposite, or we can vote for a president whose policies are already enabling us to prosper like never before. The Democrats like to claim that they are the party of women. In reality, though, no politician has done more for women than Donald J. Trump. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated and President Trump's daughter-in-law.